Yo, this your boy Doc Holliday. You now tuned in to the Def Fresh Show with Young Fresh.
I done came up, got my name up. So when they speak of who blinged up, I'm who they bring up. Come up dissing and you'll come up missing. I'm a cutthroat baller like O.J. Simpson. Little homie, listen, try and serve me. I put a 25 in your back like Barry Bonds serves you. On the streets, on the beach, y'all ain't able. Cause two, I shit on rappers like major labels. What's with the ice grilling, homie? Change your face. Cause either do more to tan you to change your race. Girls love metaphor, and I love them back. Addicted to getting head, chicks call me the brainiac. Battle rap with words, war like T-Hat. I write it dope. Flow crack, my notepad need rehab. Fuck y'all CDs, y'all can't see these or touch these. Rhyme so chronic, my songs need little munchies.
Yeah. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Def Fresh Show. I am your host, Young Fresh. That is my DJ, Mr. Tone Def. We are in the building.
Yeah.
Catch this week's episode of The Breakfast Club with Lil... Is it 699? So his name is Tekashi 69. You see, I'm not hip with all the young music. Like, I fuck with certain young music. I just don't fuck with him.
I don't listen to them. I try, his music is, before I say this, I don't want people to think that because, you know, I'm getting older and I'm down in the young generation, because it's a lot of these young dudes that I rock with. Like, if you got a good song, or like Lil Pump, probably one of the worst rappers out here, but Gucci Gang, fight. The beat, like, have you noticed about the young people music that the, like, you remember when music used to be like 5 minutes long? Like, a song used to be, good song was 5 minutes.
Three and a half for the radio edit.
And a standard song now is like 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Like, Gucci Gang is probably like 2 minutes and some change. It's to the point.
A lot.
I got, and it's one
it's
verse.
Cause
it's one verse and two hooks.
That's because music now is once again back to it's about the producer, not the artist. Because you remember music back in the days when hip-hop was born into this world. It was all about the DJ, what the DJ did on the tables. The rapper or MC, as they're, you know, known as, whole job was just to move the crowd and move the tracks along. You know what I'm saying? So every beat that dropped, every mix, every scratch, it was all about the MC. Just like, hey, you know, this beat is fire. You know, shout out to those in the crowds. What's up, my nigga over there? What's up to the ladies over there? Oh, shit, the DJ's flipping. Oh, my, that's that shit. You know, that was their whole job, just to move the crowd. Once the crowd was moving, the DJ did all the work. Then all of a sudden, the MC became the center point. What the MC said mattered more than what the DJ was doing. So they worked with each other well. Then all of a sudden, we cared about the lyrics. We cared about the message. We cared about what was being said, to the point where we sitting here fighting about who's the best. That's literally where some of the great rappers get ranked, based on their lyrics. And, you know, we can have 10, 20,000 debates about it. Matter of fact, a future show, since we're taking a break next week for actual live recording, when we come back, let's do that, bruh. Let's actually talk about hot tracks, lyricists, and people who should get recognition that don't get recognition in this industry. Because I'm sorry, bruh, when everybody talk about their top five great, Snoop Dogg is in mine. And a lot of people don't want to give him credit. I'm sorry. The nigga did a whole gospel album. He ain't spit the gospel, but he did it.
I feel like it depends on what y'all trying to give Snoop credit for.
But that's a whole nother conversation. You know what I'm saying?
It is. I think.
See, the same thing about Will Smith.
They'll never give Will Smith credit, and I don't. I just
a lot of people don't want to give him credit.
But they'll never give Will Smith credit.
And that's what I understand. Why won't you give Will Smith credit? But you know what, bruh? If we don't make that an episode, we gonna make that a series. We gonna make that a series where we gonna point out maybe like 5 or 6 people in the business and ask, why won't we give them credit? Or, matter of fact, why is this people on everybody's list? Like, honestly, and this is not me hating on anybody, I don't know why Biggie Smalls keeps making the list. It's to the point to me, dog, I feel like people put Biggie on a list because it's just you have to put him on your list. But do you really agree with why he's on the list? You know what I'm saying?
Or, and then I feel like when you put Biggie on the list, it's about your criteria of your list. Like, if you want to talk about just lyrics and, you know, delivery and, you know, just the skill of rapping, then I can see why you put Biggie on the list. But if you want to talk about like body of work and longevity, then you can't add them.
That's what I'm saying. But then that's where the conversation eventually turns to, are you putting people on your list simply based on what you know, or are you putting people on your list because you've done your research and felt this person needs to be on it? Because this, let's go back to this generation. If you ask this generation who your top 5 favorite rappers are, some of the people we put on our list, for an example, Pac and Biggie, might not make their list, but they're not wrong for not putting them on their list. That's how I, you know, that's what I'm saying about music right now. And like you said, when it comes to like people out right now, Lil Pump, for an example, bro has no business being in the business, but because his production, the music for the producer is fire, like fucking fire, bro has a hit single. I mean, I wouldn't rank him like a one-hit wonder. He just has a single that's hot right now. So, yeah, it's like rappers right now strive to hit one-hit wonder status.
Well,
that's where we are right now.
And I think that's because, like, that came from, like, I feel like the shift in music changed, like, really, really quickly. Like, it went from an era where you got signed off props. Now, just because you could rap don't mean you could actually put together a full-length album. Because, you know, that's just why I don't feel like... Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't feel like certain battle rappers make good albums. Like, Cassidy can spit.
I have yet to hear a great album by a battle rapper. But that's not their
Cassidy's,
lane. So I'm not bad.
Cassidy's best album was I'm a Hustler, but it didn't do well because it was poor promotion, because at that time Cassidy went to jail and was fighting like a murder case. But back to the original point, it's just like, so the criteria for what gives people these record deals or a situation with a major label has changed. Like, it went from, okay, they sign you, and then they want you to put out a whole album. They want you to present a body of work to... Then we went through the era where it was like ringtone rappers. Like, if you could fathom like a good single, they would just sign you to single deals. Like, they weren't expecting you to put out an album. They were signing you because you put out hot songs and you could sell ringtones. But see, now we're not in the era of ringtones. And I think the rapper, in some cases, are getting smarter, because a lot of rappers are going the independent route. But that's because we have so many outlets to give out, to give. You have so many outlets to put your music through, you don't need a record label now. Which
fact.
I think for
Big
the rapper, that is how they get the bag now, even if they don't deserve it. But like a Lil Pump. Lil Pump, he's probably, like, these new rappers have these cult-like things where you don't need a record label to hype you. You could post on Twitter and sell out a venue because you have so many million followers on Twitter or Instagram, or you get so many plays on SoundCloud, or, you know, you don't like how we do this podcast. You don't need a major label to put your music on iTunes anymore. Like, you can just go through the proper paperwork, make sure you're all good, and then you can put your music on iTunes or Spotify. So it's like, you don't need the record label anymore. The record label so much needs the rapper. Because you can get the bag on the record label nowadays. Isn't it ironic? Oh.
get up, get out and get money.
Get money, 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 get money.
You spend your whole life trying to get high.
Get high, get high, get high, get high, get high, get high.
If it ain't nothing else, you get from me.
Get from me, 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 get from me.
You spend your whole life trying to get by.
Get by, get by. Get by, get by,
okay.
Get by, get by.
Ha ha, this for them niggas who be looking for a handout. Yeah, he used to be a standout. Now he ain't got a pot to piss in. Probably cause his plans didn't plan out. The type of nigga, if you see your weed laying on the table, he'll probably take a gram out. And they always talking about how they on the hood, nigga, this is up a Sam house. Man, all they do is shoot dice. He already got 2 strikes. Flex the nigga for like 2 pints. Mixed it with the Mountain Dew, he don't do Sprite. Listen, young nigga, man, you too bright. Are you ever gonna do right? Before I do 20 years, I'll work a 9 to 5, sit back and have a cool life. I get it. Now I don't think it's cool to have a job. Fuck what these rap niggas talking about. Ain't nothing cool about the mob. My nigga Dre ride the Mexicans. Now the cartel shooting at his car. All for a necklace and a couple pair of shoes at the mall. Smoking all your weed up, fucking up your re-up. Mad cause the girl that I'm with got a 43 butt and a B cup. But boy, you still staying at your mama house. You won't need help your mama out. Now you at your baby mama crib, and she even got you sleeping on the couch.
Better get up, get out and get money. Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money, get money.
You spend your whole life trying to get high.
Get high, get high, get high, get high. Get high, get high, get high.
If it ain't nothing else, you get from me.
Get from me, 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 get from me.
You can spend your whole life trying to get by.
Get by, get by, get by, get by, get by, get by, get by.
Okay, niggas in the pen fuck with me, cause I'm trying to keep their sons out of prison. Grew up with some real hitmen. Then I put James Bond on the business. Pulling wisdom out my gums like a Dennis St. John on the mission. Kept a gun to detention. I was wrong for my decisions that I made when I was young. All my dumb intuitions now. It's become an epidemic way beyond white supremacy. It ain't fun with no witness now. It's your own homeboy snitching in his deposition. So the judge cut his sentence down. You been gone for a minute now. Shit, where's all the women now? Funny how y'all didn't work out. Suddenly she all in the business now. Shouted it was all good when he was buying all them red bottles. But truth be told, you the reason why the feds got him. To take care of your little spoiled ass. Before the shot, she was sorta bad. You couldn't even afford a bag. Before the cash, you was lower class. You acting for a second, yeah, you more than that. Making plays, running routes for the quarterback. I was in Virginia with the Georgia tag. Something like Russell Simmons and Kamara ass. Thought it was real, but it was monetary. Won't even put no money on his commissary. If your homegirl will hold you an honorary. Waiting on allowance from a nigga broke, bitch, you better get up, get out and get money.
Get money, 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 get money.
You spend your whole life trying to get high.
Get high, get high, get high, get high, get high, get high.
Ain't nothing else you get from me.
Get from me, 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 get from me.
You spend your whole life trying to get by.
Get by, get by, get by.
Like I was saying, this transitions to the whole reason why we're here today as well, too, and that is to go ahead and round out the last step in our podcast, Appreciation Month, as radio itself has transitioned from basically people having to play music and then talk about it to people actually voicing their opinions above and beyond just an ordinary person on Fox News who we don't give a fuck about them anyway. This particular week, we have, once again, another podcast out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that we here at Tone Deaf Radio definitely approves of because they kind of remind us of a young us when we first started doing this a while back. We do got a funny story about them that I don't think that they remember But this year at the ugly sweater party.
No.
I'm gonna tell it now because I think they probably forgot about it. So this year we had an ugly sweater party that was hosted by a lot of pods, and you know, Tone Deaf Radio stepped in the building to show love, like we always do for a lot of our people's venues. But this particular night, me and Juan got hungry, and which is nothing new if you know us. And we actually ran across the street from said venue. So while we're in Qdoba's, drunk off our mind, ordering enough food for like two people, because I swear mine's supposed to go home with me, but somehow I end up eating both of them. A fork flew over the top of the wall and landed on our boy. And luckily, our boy didn't want to hand out that smoke, or I just think he was too drunk to even give a care. But I come to later and find out that it was actually from the YPL crew that this fork came flying across the table. And that was our introduction to them. Afterwards, I went to go check out their podcast. And check this out, bro. These people are a little bit special because they are actually on River West Radio too, dog. So not only do they do a podcast, they actually got a radio show themselves. And they funny as hell, dog. Bring in the cast of YBO. Let them introduce themselves like the only way they know how. What's going on, guys? Well, I should say gal and guy.
Hey, y'all.
Listen, I want no smoke.
We want all the smoke. It's Young Black and Teenage Podcast. As always, I am Reese Berry. You know what I'm saying? That's R-E-E-S-E-B-R-A. Four Y's is Twitter, Tumblr, Snapchat, and Instagram. And I'm sitting next to Lassie. I'm Lassie. At Lola Baby on Snapchat, B-A-Y-B-E-E, and LaCrim Lola on Twitter and Instagram.
And this is the best fork thrower in the city of Milwaukee. It's your boy, Juan J. That's M-W-A-N-J-E. What's good, y'all?
That was so professional, dog. Why can't we do that shit, dog? Like, we can't even get our fucking name. We don't even use the same name on every episode.
That's hilarious.
Like, maybe we'll get it right. Yeah. Maybe we'll get it right for the Lava Lounge.
The
best fork thrower ever.
I'm glad y'all owned up to that. I'm glad y'all owned up to that. But you know what? The reason why I wanted y'all to introduce yourself, because I swear to God, you three probably have the best flow in giving out your social media on any podcast. It's literally down to a science.
Oh, for real. We appreciate that, man. Hey, listen.
No, it
is. It took some time, man. It definitely took some time.
All right. So, first of all, what made you three start YBO to begin with?
I think it was just, I just remember one day me and Lassie were out just kicking it, and I think we were going to work out or something.
No, we were at State Fair, actually.
No, but I think it was the day that I bought the mic.
We were just hanging.
We was going to, like, work out. Then they turned into talking about, I don't know, podcasting, I guess. And I hit up Melange, like, oh, yeah, you know, you want to be talking. Because me and Melange always talked about doing it. And then I think I just went to get one of those little, what's it called, snowball microphones from Best Buy. And then we just set it up and just started recording that night. And it's one of them things where it's just fun. And we just kept doing it each week. And the rest is history. So,
yeah, I got serious with it. And then took it to the next level.
That's what's up. Lassie, did you use your discount to get that snowball mic?
No, I was no longer working at the Best Buy. But
little history fact. Me and Lassie has worked together before to a certain extent. So when I found out it was her that did the podcast, I had to tune in. Seriously.
Hey,
so,
that's
yeah.
What's up?
I see the blue shirts stick together. Well, his shirt was a different blue shirt.
Oh.
I wasn't a blue shirt. This was my Samsung years.
I wasn't
on the payroll.
So them Best Buy blue shirts polyester or
no? No, they cotton blend, bro. They cotton blend.
They look polyester from the distance.
Can't bleach those.
Nah, really, you can't. Okay, so next question. Where do y'all plan on taking this, though? Because I see y'all started doing the video blog, too. And please, never sing again. Never sing again. But
I
see y'all video blogging.
I think video is the next step, man. You know, it's one thing to hear audio, you know, the audio sound of us, but it's also cool to see videos. There's a lot of things that we do that people hear, but you just can't see it. And then once you're able to see it and then see it visually and then hear it audially, like, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. And I think that's the next step.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things where people have been asking for it, too, because people will say, that sounded so funny, I can only imagine how it was being there. And it's obviously, like Moana just said with the video, it's a lot better being here just to see it. So kind of one of those things, like, you know, we just set it up and we just start recording ourselves. And as you saw last night, it's one of our new little segments that we've been creating.
Yeah.
With the singing and the podcast type thing. So something we're going to throw out later this week for everybody to see. So stay tuned for that one.
Okay. All right. So the transition. Okay. First of all, how did you guys end up on River West Radio?
That was interesting because I think we were guests on River West on somebody else's show, like maybe a year or so prior to us starting. And it was one of those things where, I don't know, you just, you know, did a little bit of research, inquired about it, and we just went to the initial, what do you call it, the orientation training type thing, and we already record our own podcast ourselves, and you know, I know the board, we already knew that, and yeah, that's just pretty much what it was, and it was a way for us to pretty much get the radio aspect of it down, just in case that's something that comes to the future, being on like a bigger platform of radio, if you will. So yeah.
Fact. Now, do you feel like the transition was a little bit different going from the censoredness of River West to being y'all everyday selves on the podcast?
Honestly, no. Like Richie said, we was already on someone else's show, and we kind of picked it up from there. And once we started, I think maybe our first show was kind of like, but after that, it really came natural. Like, I don't think it's hard for us at all. I think I like our two different aspects. I mean, you get us being, I don't want to say conservative, but you get us being conservative on our radio show, still doing what we do on our podcast. But if you listen to our podcast, we're more jokey, we're more
raunchier.
Right. Well, you know, we let out of, you know, but I like that, obviously, that we're able to do both you know, platforms.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, first of all, how old are all three of y'all? Because every single time there's some form of a podcast conversation and YBO gets brung up, y'all constantly get called the youngsters in the game. And, does that get to y'all? Because I know y'all are at least in the middle of the 24s to 26s, if I'm not mistaken.
No, for me, it's one of the things that we make a joke. We be like, well, everybody a little bit older than us, so you know. And I thought it was a thing when people got tired of us saying that. So for you to say that, like, I personally don't have a problem with it. It is what it is. I just turned 26 in January. I'm 25. I'll be 26 in May.
And I'm 26. I'll be 27 in June. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's fun, though.
Nigga, I wish I could be that age again.
Bruh, I'm just saying. It's the fact that, like, okay, so every time podcast comes up, and you know me, bro, I have my list of 25 I listen to every week. YBO definitely is always in the top 7, only because I listen to y'all on River West, so it's like, okay, I listen to y'all on radio-wise. I don't, you know, always listen to y'all on podcast. But then I realized y'all podcasts sometimes are a lot funnier, and you're more like us than you are on the radio station, which is cool. But I like the radio. I like River West because you guys literally will have guests that people don't think about. Like, you guys had the little young guys in the band with Elementals.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was cool.
Elements.
Like,
yeah.
The Elements. I knew it was something to that effect. And, like, it was cool because I feel like those
guys.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
You get it. Elementals?
How?
You think they're mental? Yes. You a fucked up human being, bro.
You're a fucked up human being for even going there, because I wasn't thinking that. Terrible.
You said it.
Said it in error.
You see what I got to deal with?
No, you see what I got to deal with.
Every week, and then I correct the error, and then he's just like, oh, you fucked up human being.
Because you do it while we live. You couldn't send a text message? Like, bro, you fucked up. Fuck you.
Okay. Y'all need 5 minutes?
Right, you know what I'm saying? Do we put on hold?
No, this is how the show flows. This is how we do the show.
I love it. I love it.
I actually listen to y'all with egos and sweats and suits, too, so I can tell, but y'all funny.
Thank you. We try to be. No, actually, we don't. We just do us, and what happens happens.
Right.
Earlier this week,
you can't stay
this period.
Conversation.
We had sweats and suits on air with us, and we literally told them when the show first started, we don't give a fuck if the kids are running around in the background. Shit. Just let them run.
Hilarious.
And we probably had one of the noisiest episodes we've had in a long time. He was like, we don't give a fuck.
Jack.
Right.
Get
facts. Big facts. You as a guy on a 2-to-1 ratio, how is it trying to handle both these women? Because this is not an easy thing to do. I can tell.
You know what, man? It's so stressful, man. Every day, I need to drink every episode. Fam, listen, I'm just kidding. No, it's fun because our dynamic is unique. Normally, like with the Breakfast Club, it's two men, one woman. Other factors is one woman and all men, but it's never really two women and one guy. So, for the most part, it's just, you know, getting that male perspective out of there and just handling two different women personalities. But it's never really been, I've never had a problem where it's like, all right, look, you know, I'm sick of this. I'm ready to quit. It's never been that. It's always fun. It's always joking. I always get my point across.
How often do they tell you that you're wrong? Because I feel like with two women and one guy, they tell you that you're wrong a lot.
All the time.
So much so that the I believe Am I Wrong segment has been gone. So much so that the Am I Wrong segment has been gone. But for the most part, it's just, you know, it's just jokes, man. It's just jokes. And sometimes by having women on being women co-hosts, like a lot of times there are perspectives that men don't see. And I'm able to kind of articulate it for them so men can understand. Because a lot of times as men, we don't want to hear women. We don't want to hear women all the time. But by them, by me being on here and kind of getting their point of view, I can articulate it a little bit so men be like, you know what? I get what they're saying. And half the time, you know, women know we know they're wrong.
I mean, Moanje, if you ever need to get away and come hang out with some guys who understand you, you're more than welcome to come join us over here.
Appreciate that.
We'll save you. I'm just saying. We'll send you back.
Don't you save
it.
Unfortunately, he's under contract.
You know what I'm saying? Look.
I got the cup. And Reese, now, you're the A-Mike of the show, and that's a given. Shout out to A-Mikes. Do you find it difficult sometimes just trying to manage the show? With, you know, three different personalities going on at one time?
No, I think we all bring something to the table of it. And I guess, I mean, if for you to say that, if that is what it is, that's fine. But I think we all just have just something that we all bring to it. But no, I don't think at all. I think we just do what we do, and that's just how it flows. So it's not really technical at all.
Okay. That's what's up, though. Now, one thing about you guys that make you stand out is your show is heavy into supporting this lovely city we call Milwaukee and all the fuckery that goes on here. Now, did you guys initially plan on creating the show with the intentions of, like, giving Milwaukee a voice, or did it just – we just fuck up so much you guys just talk about us enough to say, fuck it, we're just going to make it a segment?
I think it's more informative in a way. Initially we didn't have that segment, but then we started getting into it. But like today, not to give any nuggets, but you know, one of the issues that happened in Milwaukee is that a lot of the voters that are registered were deregistered, And we wanted to get that out there to let people know that, hey, you all, if you are voting on April 3rd, need to go ahead and re-register because you might have, you know, been deregistered. So, and then a lot of times there's a lot of fuckery that goes on. We want to let that be known. But there's a lot of good nuggets in the city, and we do have listeners from across the country and, you know, and across the pond and stuff like that too that need to know about our city because a lot of times they don't know where Milwaukee is. They just know Chicago or Minnesota or something like that. Like, no, we're here, and we're here. So, but we wanted to definitely make that an
important because I ain't going to lie. So, I get my news from y'all because I don't trust Fox. And I don't trust
them. You don't trust Fox.
And I didn't. Nigga, have you ever really? Nothing. Well, I forgot. You don't watch Fox. So that's why.
I don't watch the news. I get all my news from Facebook. And you probably shouldn't.
And that's
trust
your
me.
Problem. How dare that's you fact. Trust Facebook?
Hey, first right. of all, Facebook has the report on everything you could ever want to know.
But it'd be so one-sided, so shady. Don't nobody
well,
do a retraction when they get shit wrong.
If you're going to get your news from Facebook, it's up to you to find the other side. Now, if you don't care about the other side, then your one side that's jaded and shady, you take it for what it's worth.
That's horrible. But what at least with YBO, I get real news. Like, I didn't know about the whole Red Cross not wanting to come into
real
certain
news,
zip codes. I'm just saying, they report real news.
Some people don't even
They literally said it. They wasn't coming into certain areas. Even if your house burnt down, you had to meet at a police station.
Yeah.
I didn't know
yeah,
that until
yeah,
they
that
said
was
it.
Crazy.
So they might lose, bro.
Dude, when I order Chinese food, the delivery man don't get out the car because they don't trust my neighborhood. He's not wrong.
Nigga, you live on 13th and Loki. I wouldn't
wrong.
Get out either.
He's
you
not
have
wrong.
One crack. You have one crackhead that come out the minute he see a new car. Well, I wouldn't get out. Just imagine how many times he done walked up on the Chinese delivery driver. Think about it, bro.
I got nothing to do with me.
You don't get your head full young, bro. You stop playing.
But the same, yeah, this
man.
Is why your egg roll. This is why your egg rolls cost $5 more. You got to pay a safety tax.
I'm really starting to think that's the true thing. Safety tax might be real.
Nigga, it is. That's why everybody putting their delivery on Grubhub now.
He's gonna make,
they don't
make
do.
Uber drivers. They make Uber drivers take their risk.
Oh, well, they already take that risk to get that bag, so why not throw food delivery in there too? I'm just saying. That's
I
what I would
be
do.
An Uber driver though. Like just the thought of strange niggas in the car. Like I ain't like riding the bus in high school, and you just giving out rides to strangers. Oh, okay. Y'all
hey,
bro.
Don't knock Uber till you try it. Uber is awesome when you want to get somewhere and your car is in the shop. But you
well,
don't want to miss that party.
You're not a serial killer, so if you taking an Uber, you the nice black guy. But you're not.
I don't mean the
Uber
driver ain't gonna ride off with me. I mean, they got these automated Uber cars that's running people over. I'm still accessory to a crime.
First of all, I'm not getting no Uber car that a robot is driving. No.
Just say it. I'm still an accessory to a crime. So that means I'm still going down.
Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
Boy, what is it you want to do when
Nitty
you grow
Scat
up?
MC. And in the words of Maya Angelou, nothing will work unless you do. In, y'all. Yo, young and trying to go to work, who the fuck is hiring? Man, this shit is tiring. I am just aspiring to keep it inspiring while everybody firing. Just paid a visit to these kicks I've been admiring. Application signed in, I'ma make it happen. Trying to stick to rapping while they talking about trapping. $11 for some Newports? Sometimes I think I can't afford to love New York. And I don't even smoke the cancerous beat. But even weed habits run expensively. So all my niggas come in handy up, cause you know we ante up. Couple in rotation and now everybody dandy up. Hitting the herb, dropping words with my nerds. Powerful and broke, serving birds from the curb. Peanut butter, no jelly. Mac, no cheese. Milk, no cereal. We lacking the materials. From the very bottom up to the managerial. forced to be my very own boss. Learn to do without, make it through the drought without a doubt, cause the sacrifice is what it's all about. Make it last, add a little water to the shampoo. Landlord knocking and he want the past due. Pockets on some vile shit, you know that wild shit. You know that grimy season, jump the turnstile shit. Moving to the sounds of the tick and the tock of the clock. Grinding my hustle, you can call it my gristle. Putting in the muscle, cause I gotta get the paper. No handouts or favors, this is passion and labor. Not a taker, I'm looking for that help wanted. No shortcuts if you want more cuts. A 9-to-5 franchise in the community. Back in the day, man, they called that opportunity. This is Buddha, see the unity is gone. Guess that explains the homeless on a White House lawn. They getting money cause they love it, I wanted to get above it. Thinking nothing of it, invested in the public. This is for the lovers, this is for the others. For my little brothers, this is for the single mothers. This is for the struggle and everybody in it. Believe me, it can change in a New York minute. Hands to the sky if the rent is too high. Hands to the sky if you work to get by. I am just aspiring to keep it inspiring. Young and trying to go to work, who the fuck is hiring? Who the fuck is hiring? Young and trying to go to work, who the fuck is hiring? Who the fuck is hiring? Young and trying to go to work, who the fuck is hiring?
I want to get to the real question of the, why you throw the fork, man? Was you trying to get some smoke?
Damn.
Like, did you want smoke that night? Because we had all been drinking, and the fork flew off the table, and I thought it was smoke.
He did it on purpose. I'm just playing. Go ahead.
Damn. No, fam. We were having a conversation, and I was actually done with my food. So, you know, when you're done with your food, you know, you put your fork on the plate and get ready to do it. So I was talking, and I thought, I like to talk with my hands, and I don't know what we were talking about. And I did a hand gesture, and that mother flipped all the way over the yard. I'm like, dang, my bad, bro. I didn't mean to do that.
But then when I saw the dynamic of the situation, when he stood up and I'm like, yeah, he probably beat up Dev like a 105, like soaking wet.
And drunk.
He ain't want no smoke, bro. He way bigger than Dev. He ain't want no smoke.
Nah, Mwanda, a lover, not a fighter, either way it goes.
He sounds like he could have been a Black Panther.
He is.
He's like
Mwanda. Mwanda got that blue tattoo on his lip. He just don't want you to know.
Right. So turn the lights off.
That blue tattoo.
Just saying,
I can make his friend.
He's gonna be a Killmonger's
son. All right. So, what's next for YBO? Like, what's like 5 years from now? Where do y'all plan on being at?
Oh wow. Well.
Lots you don't know. Nothing.
Well, no. I know within the next year or so, more events, hopefully some radio other than River West, obviously growth, traveling, YBO vacation, or radio, YBO radio in a different state, who knows? I don't know, we have a lot planned. Reese, anything you want to add? You
want to
add anything?
It's Reese. Just straight up content, man. Right. Right. So you got the traveling part out of the way. Just content everywhere. We want to get on different platforms, so we want to be on your TV screen. Like, we want to definitely be on your TV screen. You know, you got Two Dope Queens on HBO. We definitely want to try to get to one of those spaces somewhere, somehow, so that you can view us and then view us multiple times. So we're trying to get the bag, man. That's all we want. We want to carry the bag. That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. I agree with Mwanda and Lassie. We want to travel more. We want to definitely be on the TV screen. We just kind of want to be everywhere, but we want to make sure, like you said, we always talk about Milwaukee for sure. That's something we want to definitely bring to the limelight. And we got different people, like Kelly Kells and other people putting the city, you know, I guess on the map, for the lack of a better term, but, you know, taking the city with us and just making sure we stay true to who we are and just doing our thing and having fun and, like Mwanda said, producing good content.
That's what's up. Now, where does question of the week come from? Because that seems to be a key thing about you guys' show.
We actually just changed it to Ask YBO, so now people can ask us questions. Just send it to our Gmail, ybopodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to Liz, she's the godmother of our show. She used to just send me questions at work, and then I used to just ask them, and then we just kind of, it kind of became a thing where we would just do it every week. And I don't know, it's one of those things where we started, like, having our fans or our listeners kind of engage with us, too, and it's been fun so far. So, yeah.
That's what's up. All right, speaking of question of the week, here at Tone Deaf Radio, we tend to have our own question of the week that somehow slides in every show. So for Podcast Appreciation Month, our question has been, what do you do if the person who's been holding you down on your show goes and starts their own show, but they shit suck?
Oh.
I feel like Mwan J has experienced this personally.
Now, I don't want no politically correct answers because the Death Threat Show is the furthest thing from politically correct. Now, you do reserve the right to not mention names of people who do suck if they do suck. You don't have to give names, but don't give me that, oh, man, you know, I tell them to get better. Like, no, fuck it, fam. You terrible. It's bottom line. Facts is facts. We cannot argue with facts.
Facts.
I'm a shade thrower, so shade will definitely be thrown. It definitely will be thrown, especially if it's trash. But, you know, we won't have those problems here in YBO. but, yeah, I'm throwing shade.
I see you ain't gonna be your friend no more. That's what she gonna, like, I don't know that nigga.
I don't know. I know y'all some of them, you don't wanna hear no, it's gonna get better. It could. No, like, seriously, if y'all listen to the first couple episodes of YBO, we tell everybody started six.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, wait, so we not friends no more?
No, of course we friends.
Are we not friends
anymore?
We'll
always be friends.
Oh, well then, I mean, as a friend, I'm going to be honest and say, hey, maybe the same for you. Aw.
Right,
after a while,
right,
like,
after,
if you get past episode 5 and it still sucks, come on now.
Let's do it like that. We're not saying the first 5. We know the first 5 are going to be bad. We talk about episode 13.
Like, after that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going
to say.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just going to be honest with you.
I just want to be real. The first year of the Death Fresh Show was kind of terrible.
Very terrible, but it was funny. It was funny.
It was funny. No, I didn't have to tell me. I knew it was bad. Like, I knew
we knew it was bad. We did shit on
purpose. I knew it was a shit show.
But
we got your friend.
But here's
now.
The thing. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. What happened was, in the beginning, we had a Twitter concept, so everything was based on what goes on Twitter. So when we had bad episodes, we just said, fuck it, this is the theme. We made the bad parts the show. So it became literally the show you're not accustomed to hearing that some people was looking for, when were we going to fuck up? Me and Juan argue on air damn near every show. That just became the theme of the show. So we took it and ran with it.
Yeah.
And here we are, six years later, we got niggas in Ireland emailing us talking about y'all don't argue no more, what's going on? It's like, what the fuck? First of all, who are you? What language do you speak, and why do you care we argue?
You've got to be honest with the people, I guess. And I think because you have your own thing, I think somebody asked us last year, they thought about starting one, and it was one of those things where, yeah, I'm going to send it to y'all and just let us know. And it puts you in a position, you'd be like, well, damn, like, why does my opinion matter? But then you realize you do what you do, but you do it every week. It doesn't even come off to you that way. So I would hope they would ask
Black
for advice and accept the truth. Okay.
But that's the thing, though. We do have our own separate things that we do. I mean, it's not a podcast per se, but, well, I mean, Risa has her podcast, which is Fruition, and, you know, she asks feedback. She asks us, when the first episode, she asks us what we think, how does it go, is that, and the other, and we kept it 100, and, you know, it's doing what it's doing now. So we all got our own individual things, but, You know, we just got to be honest with everybody and be like, hey, if it's trash, it's trash. I want somebody to tell me that.
I feel like Mwanje is waiting to tell somebody that's trash now.
Right, like he just so waiting to cash in on the nigga like, hey,
bro. He just wait.
I'm not with
you. Know what, bro? I've been wanting to say this for the longest. he just want
to
get it out here.
He's been wanting to quit for the longest?
Like, bro, it's trash. Stop. Wakanda ain't liking this shit, bro. Just saying.
No, man. Nobody would aim for you.
Man.
No. Nobody would aim for me.
Last question. I'm going to let y'all go ahead and enjoy the rest of y'all Saturday. Let's say you guys have been doing your show for a while, and all of a sudden you started noticing a bunch of up-and-coming pods, but they seem to be biting your style. Do you approach it, or do you let it slide?
Well, you already know, bro, with the smoke. You with the
yeah.
smoke. You running the niggas radio
right,
station.
Three times
every
day.
And said he going to run up in there. Like, meet me outside, bro.
I feel like, I don't know. I think it depends on how they go about it. I mean, obviously, if it's blatant, then.
It's blatant.
At some point,
it's blatant.
You kind of.
Exactly. Well, with biters, I mean it's just like regular business. Like you see companies bite off each other all the time, but you know what's authentic and what's not. You know the listeners are gonna point that out for us. We don't even have to do anything. They're like, whoa, they gotta they got a Milwaukee segment, you know, like, oh, well, you know, YBO has a Milwaukee segment. Or they got a phone, you know, it's like,
got a phone.
We know. Right. But whatever the segment is, like, the listeners are going to be able to point it out and say, whoa, we've seen this before and it's been done better before. So you really don't have to say anything. As long as we continue to do it better than you, then yeah, you know, it is what it is. So, but you know, you got to look at podcasts as a business. This is a business. You got to, you know, whatever content we create, we're going to put it out there for the people to listen. If they bite, they bite. If they don't, they don't.
Not everybody going to show love. Not everybody going to say shout out to YBO for this, this, that, and the third and blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, like Richie said, we're us and we just got to continue to do that. Whether people, quote unquote, bite and take things that we do, we're YBO regardless.
Yeah.
And if it's trash, fuck
And if push come to shove, Reese got a bunch of Cuban people. She can make that phone call and y'all can disappear.
Yeah.
Y'all would never know.
Oh, man.
She got the Cubans on deck. Don't let her fool you. She's cool right now, but she's straight gangster. Just saying.
Hilarious.
So,
I believe it.
Yeah. It says all love. I don't believe him. Stabbed in the back, my hands pledging allegiance. I seen Judas when I wasn't convenient. By the slave minder trying to play God, even the almighty know you can't Morgan Freeman. You can't attend a wake to a dreamer. I done seen truth through treason. Heard the gospel from a felon. The seat from the cheeks of the deacon. He been looking for a reason. She been holding on to hurt in the search for a healing. He been thinking with the D. She been leading on hearts through the D's and the cleavage. We been thinking these thoughts of eternity with cameo souls in our lives for the season. Adam lost his reason and a need a nigga. I don't need another human being to get my life meaning. I've been uninspired by all of y'all. I fuck around and retire all of y'all. I turn Sammo inside of vagina walls. I speak tongue on pussy lips. That's familiar dialogue. Find my virtue in my vices. I held a lot of people close, undeserving of the vice grip. Made in the gym and still fucking on the line. It's cause life is a balance of the wretched and the righteous. Hold up. Silly me, looking for forever in the women that ain't timeless. I found Christ through my crisis minus. I got my backbone from the spineless. Back
like a 9-8, I stabbed a nigga in the face for the slick talk, real talk. Still, I'm on a long mission to eradicate this dark in a nigga. I'm full of scripture, but I still about to carve on a nigga. I still Rockefeller on Jigga, go toe-to-toe with a Kendrick. Still, I put the beats on a Jimmy, still I pull the strings on a Hendrix. Big enough to dream with a Wallace, pock enough to hit up every henchman. God enough that I don't see religion, me enough that I don't need a mention. Cause the people are pretentious when the real in them is missing. Stevie with precision in his vision, they took us out of Rwanda. Then they gave us the Trump Towers. Every time we get mortified, we mortifying. It's time to 4 to 5 hours. Shit, that's Thomas. What the word for your life is, nigga? Terrorist threats get sent when you shine and see if ice is really priceless. Hold up. Tell truth, shame the devil. Dad said you only lie to people that you scared of. Joe said not all truth is worth spilling. Is lies really worship? The truth gon' kill him. The roof stay leaking and the bills keep coming. Is it wrong if my mama keep all her time for provision? My pastor cop rides off commission. My nigga still trying to tell the difference between God and religion. Hard and conviction. Make sense of it through parlays and hallways and gallons of dark liquor. Praying for forgiveness and the entrance to the pearly gates. I'm asking theologians where the pearly gates are. Can God send that location? Cause earth feel like a probation. I'm envious of everyone I got to see corpse through this course of this life, cause they got to stay young. It almost make a nigga wanna pray that I never stay away from a stray and wait till that day come. See the suicidal feelers tied to survival. I ain't never been this fragile. I ain't never been this broken. I ain't never looked for hope so long I felt hopeless. I love and hate the fact that I'm chosen. A bunch of low self-esteem that I can't hold in. Why? I feel stronger when I surrender. Why I feel the weakest when I'm winning? Why I got everything and feel like there's something missing? Why the more I face my inner demons, the more my faith diminish? I will never get it, but I figured that I had to let y'all know this, for you know this, with a soul is holding this cash is clay in my palm, the mold in the greatness, home in the matrix, evade from the fake shit, blue pill or the red pill, nigga, take your pick. Take that filter off and then take a pick. See the one with all my flaws, though I hate that shit, it's still God's favorite. So.
Yeah. They say that I might be the next Selassie. I always cross the T's, must dot the I's. Dot on my head, they wanted me to die. Cross on my heart, somehow I survived. Don't ask why, unless disease next. I slap my opponents, they in the deep hex. They wanna box with me, but don't got the reflex. Big mouth, short arms, looking like a T-Rex. My reach long enough to turn them into fossils. That fossil enough to fuel my whole survival. I took cocktails and turned it to the gospel, and all y'all got from it was blow up in the nostrils. Learn from mistakes, but that don't make me docile. See the genocide, so that's when I get hostile. Higher chance cops kill me than my rivals. So nigga, fuck 12 unless you talking about apostles. Besides Judas, the traitors is elusive. The greatest teacher ever ain't persuading every student. I read up on Confucius, meditated with the Buddhists, but when them demons calling me, somehow I get influenced. The pressure on my mood while searching for improvement. Eventually I know I won't be walking with the humans, but till that day come, gotta stay away from every bottom feeder and just get it with my day ones. Niggas asking why I'm working on vacation. I said the chef ain't never taking off the apron. Guerrilla warfare, you ever see the ape run? They just hiding in the trees till the prey come. Lions, silverbacks, jungle gotta deal with that. You say your bananas wear your wig, they might peel it back. It's written in the scriptures. The prophet is coming and I'm fitting the description. Y'all act like my every accolade wasn't predicted. Y'all act like I ain't judged every day because I'm different. They traded in the propaganda with the crucifixes. Everybody wanna eat, but no one wanna do the dishes. It's easy to point when that white fence picket. We was born with the skin color, we ain't pick it. Say I love our culture only when you benefited. But when you see oppression, all I hear is fucking crickets. Y'all act like this shit wasn't designed by the prison. Y'all act like it's really about the crime that's committed. Then got the nerve to say that the blacks is playing the victim. No, you stupid motherfucker, that's just the way of the system. Racist, I done seen some racist faces. If they kill me, least I died courageous. Least I got to graze a million sages. Least I ain't the one who didn't say shit.
Before you let us go, I guess what's some of y'all favorite pies in the city since we're showing some appreciation here?
Juan sucks, so don't ask him shit.
What?
Now, okay, Juan, if you have pod, go ahead and say what you listen to.
Cricket, crickets, crickets.
Okay. So, yeah, Juan sucks as a human being, people. I thought I was lying. All right. Me personally, damn near almost every pod from Milwaukee definitely gets love. So, you know, YBO, Tech Files, Sweats and Suits, Twisted Sisters, TZ Talks. Those are the big ones that I listen to all the time. Mac always stays in the playlist, even though he ain't here no more. Two Dope Queens is, they just fucking funny, period. You got to listen to them no matter what. The Reed I've been fucking with. I'm a nerd on the side. So The Adventures of Two Black Nerds, which I just got them signed to Tone Deaf Radio. So they'll definitely, you'll hear them more. Plumbing the Death Star. Just fucking funny as hell. Pink Eat the Radio, which is a couple of ladies that started back when we first started. They got back into doing it again. Shit, y'all finna make me break out my damn phone. That list is long.
Hey, go down the list. Basically, the same thing. Sweats and Silk, 72 and 10, Brunch with Bessie, D-Tip, Brunch with Bessie, yep, Technical File here and there. When I want to get that dose of good sport news. Who am I missing? What you got, Reese?
I like to listen to D-Tip, 72 and 10. I listen to TZ sometimes. Technical File, not too big into sports like I used to be, but I listen to them because I like the commentary too. Random Tandem, I love Random Tandem. I love The Read. I love Huey's podcast, Huey Truth. Angela Rye. Brilliant Idiots, I listen to them too. So I got like a whole little list. I ain't going to pull out my phone, but that's who I got off top. Please, Ella.
I like D-Tip. I like YBL.
Oh,
that's smart. Sweats and Suits. 72 and 10. Who am I missing? Those are pretty much the only. Oh, The Read. I listen to The Read. I got one on my phone. I think it's called Black Girl Therapy. I haven't started listening yet. But reading the summaries, like, I can already tell that it's going to be one of my favorites. That's something that I've been working on. I just transitioned into a new job, so I'm trying to get my schedule together. Oh, last, I just want to mention, Lakeisha, Evolving Cheer, I love her podcast, too. Oh, yeah.
You know what? Everybody's been telling me to listen to her, but I gotta see who I'm gonna drop out my 25 to add. But my 25, this is my weekly 25 that I've been listening to lately.
Nigga, you got 25?
Yes, bro.
Nigga, you got 25? I can't listen to a 25 track album, and you listen to a 25 podcast?
Yes, I do, bro. I have a desk job, and sometimes I need something to spark my ideas. Now, my list is this. Is YBO, Sweats and Suits, TZ Talk, D-Tip, Technical File, Random Tandem, 72 and 10, Egos and Opinion, Crystal Clear, Champagne and Cake, Brunch with Bestie, Cute for Dark Chicks, and they are cute for dark chicks, Honest Convo, What Not to Say, that's something Juan needs to listen to, believe me, Tea with Queen, Black Girl Nerds, The Comedy Trap House is fucking hilarious. If y'all need the Dormitainment, yeah. Such an effing lame lady. These two white chicks who got a show called Talk of Shame. Think of the Walk of Shame, but in audio form. That's literally their whole show. They had one episode where the chick was talking about how she woke up at a stranger's house because she accidentally left her keys at home, but was not smart enough to call her roommates to come open the door. Yeah.
That's just dumb.
White people are amazing.
Lip service to Angela Lee. Because she is. White people are hilarious, dog. We're going to do a whole episode about them and the dumb shit they do reason.
Speaking of white
please
people,
call it, please.
Speaking of white people, I found a chick that I work with. She's willing to do Ask a White Girl.
Oh, so we gonna do the Ask a White Girl segment next month. Okay, I'm down with that.
Ask a White Girl. Coming soon.
Ask a White Girl.
That's
coming soon. That's because they scared of you. You like 6'5", Reese. Ain't nobody gonna say no to you.
I am not 6'5". am 5'10".
Thank
you very much. I might hit 6'2". I'm 5'10".
That's still tall.
Right. And she put on the, right. And she put on the pair of 6'10" heels.
Now. With heels, and I'm very cute, may I add. But anyway.
We never said you wasn't. We just said you tall. Why do women do that? Why do women run to them being cute when that ain't even what we're
talking
about?
Because I am.
We never said you wasn't. We just said you tall.
But I'm letting the listeners know because they don't know. So I'm letting them know that I am. I'm cute and I'm tall.
When they go to the YouTube video, when y'all go to the YouTube channel and y'all see YBO, y'all going to see. We ain't got to tell them nothing. They going to see. They're going to be in my DM
where
asking for your
at?
Number. And I'm like, no. On your YouTube page.
Where they going to see me at?
You know what? I'm not plugging your show. I'm not plugging it. You plug your own show.
Damn.
You plug your own shit.
Hilarious.
You just plug your own.
Is that a stigma about
plug your
women,
own shit.
That's a real question. We
ask
need
them.
To ask that to people.
You got two women right here.
I'm just saying, because when you, like, it's not so much as it'd be, like, a negative comment, but, like, when you make a comment, the first comeback is, oh, but I'm fine, no, I'm beautiful. Like, we didn't say you was ugly. We were just accentuating the fact that you may be tall, or you may have big-ass hands, or you may got a big-ass head. But you never said that it didn't fit you or you were ugly. It was just like, you
well, with Instagram, you know, you got Instagram out here. A lot of women are insecure. So, you know, they got to definitely go ahead and let that be known that I am beautiful, I am smart, I am cute. You is smart. You is important. So, you know, a lot of Instagram chicks,
but some of that
is lies,
though,
the,
bro, because I don't feel like everybody's
it is.
Beautiful. Everybody's
it is.
Not
it
cute.
Looks, but, hey,
and
it
most
looks good,
of them
though.
Really ain't important.
But they beautiful on the
good.
Inside. Ain't that the answer we supposed to tell them? They beautiful on the inside?
Well, if you're taking pictures for Instagram, you showing your outer beauty, not your inner beauty, and your outer beauty don't look that way.
If you're trying to fuck, yeah, but...
Yeah, see, I'm...
But that's why I had to let the listeners know that I am beautiful. I am smart. I am kind.
I am beautiful.
Hey, a lot of women ain't smart, though. And we
ain't
smart
as shit.
A lot of women stupid. Some of y'all dumb.
Why do you feel they stupid, Juan?
Preach, brother, preach.
You can't just call a woman. You can't call a woman stupid without backing it up. Why do you feel they stupid?
I gotta give facts and I gotta give explanations for why I think some women stupid.
Yes, you do. You might not be understanding them. Jacob might call and start defending women.
First of all, I think Ray Rice's wife was mildly stupid, but hey, I'm not here to judge you. But if a nigga uppercut me and drag me out of the elevator, I don't really think he loves me. And if that's love,
facts.
I'm not trying to be loved.
I want no parts of that.
No parts of that.
I just lust for the rest of my life.
Like, it's just like the decisions that they put themselves in are stupid sometimes. Like, if you know every day at 3, like, if you know every day at 3 o'clock I'm going to slap you across your face, why do you sit here till 3 o'clock and take this slapping across the face? Like, I would leave. I would not come back. Like,
maybe they like that shit.
No, fam.
Maybe that's,
like,
maybe they mama shelled and that's what love is because they kept taking it.
No. Or then their mama was stupid. They should have had better role models.
Like, they can pick their role models. Can't pick your role models. You got
you
what you got.
You can pick your role models.
Not if it's
your
mama.
Well, hey, if your mama living that life and she's thugging and you don't want to thug, then you need to pick an auntie. And if your auntie's a stripper and you don't want to strip, you need to not pick an auntie. If your grandmama is
stripping
on your granddaddy, you need not look up to your grandma.
But what if she was getting that bag, though?
Everybody's life is for you, bro. That's what I'm saying. Just because your auntie was successful at twerking on if your auntie was successful at twerking on a pole, that's cool. But you may not be so good at this stripping time.
I feel like you got beat with strippers right now, bro.
I don't. I love strippers. I just don't think everybody should be a stripper.
You do.
Like, if I was running a strip club, I would have a requirement and a minimum of what you should look like to dance in my club.
That's sexist.
Well, we talked about strippers on episode 66. We're waiting for that V Live to come on. That V Live.
It's not.
Oh,
it's not. I know. You didn't see the message. It's not.
Yeah, no, I saw it.
They got rejected.
They got rejected. Oh, wait, they got rejected. I thought they were still waiting on the building codes.
No, they got rejected. They are not coming. V Live is not going to waste their time.
Have you ever been to a V Live like out of state, or have you ever seen pictures on like Instagram or videos? Now,
V Live
in Miami, they got some nice women. They got nice women in the V Live in Houston, and they got nice women in the V Live in Atlanta. Now, I don't know, all of the sexy women that are here probably don't want to strip. It's the ratchet ones that got bullet wounds and, you know,
it's a franchise. So they're probably going to bring some of their girls from different states to come here to kind of get started.
Man,
recruit a little bit here and then,
get started. But the end game is you eventually have to hire local.
No.
Yeah.
You can't, bro. The best strip club
got here
is Ricky.
But here's the thing, though. The problem is the names that you just gave for the cities that have these awesome strip clubs also have beautiful-looking women on a day-to-day basis. Like, I'm not saying that there's ugly women all over Milwaukee. It's just that the quality of 10s to the qualities of 7s are very low. We got a lot of 6s and 7s.
Right, okay. And the qualities of 10s that we got are kind of uppity and bougie, and they probably wouldn't dare, even though I'm pretty sure they aren't going. They wouldn't dare dance on a pole.
Right. Whereas a place like Miami or Houston or Atlanta, 10s, our 10s are 6s. Okay?
Facts.
So to have a true 10, that's like, yes. So seeing what we define as a beautiful woman is just an average everyday chick with no makeup on down there. So getting a pretty dancer or a chick that's going to make that money in a tourist city, that's not an issue. That's not an issue at all.
So what you're saying is Milwaukee really ain't got that many pretty women here, the bottom line. Now we're getting to the root of the situation. Let me rephrase that.
We don't have enough pretty women who think that they're nothing more than just their body. That's the big difference. Because we got some beautiful women here, but they use their brains and their faces, say, for NBA players. But big difference.
Wow. Well, we need some beautiful women with nice bodies that's going to get on this pole so we can have a nice strip club.
Why?
At least a male stripper.
No.
No, we don't. You shut up. Don't you ever say nothing like that on the Death Row show. We do not support male strip clubs here.
You can't just have female strippers.
No, hold on, hold on.
Well,
I'm securing my sexuality, but there is nothing a male stripper could do for any of you women other than swing his dick around in a circle and throw it on your table. And most of them are gay.
Woo helicopter. Like you said, woo helicopter. And amazing. That's great.
Oh, that's terrible.
I hope you watched before you decided to dance.
You know, they did used to have male strip clubs here. And they still do. I don't know where to find them. So don't ask me.
I hope you're not looking for them.
And I'm going to drop a life gem on y'all. My stepfather used to be a male stripper.
Facts.
That's some facts. It is so terrible when you go in the closet to find a big duffel bag because you think you're going to go kick it with your cousin, so you need an overnight bag.
Like,
what's in this bag? And then you find, like, hats and baby oil and all type of random shit. Just fucked me up as a teenager. Couldn't talk to him the next day like, yeah, bro, kind of found your stash bag.
You didn't want to follow in your pop's footsteps? Apparently, fatness means nothing. Nope, fatness means nothing. Did we not just have BBW strippers on the show 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago?
I mean, I don't know if a nigga can be fat and be a stripper, but you could definitely be a voluptuous woman and twerk it.
Big nigga season was just upon us. What makes you think that we can't get money in the off season?
We just had a nigga with on some chick jeans and had a camel toe and some butterfly slippers and a striped sweater on Facebook making us look bad. That's why.
But that's because he was not wearing what he needs to wear for his shape.
Bro,
that is his fault.
Jeans,
he deserved all that shine.
His jeans were so tight he had a pussy profile.
Just saying. That was his fault. He deserved all that slander. But a fat nigga, if he wants to go out there and do the helicopters, Lassie say it, I think some chicks will like that because there's some chicks that love big niggas.
It had the nerve to be in people's inboxes talking about pulling up. Like, you going to pull up on who wearing this?
Can't pull his jeans up. I know that much. I'm just saying.
Because if you pull up on me wearing this, I'm assuming that you think I'm going to take you on a date. And that ain't just kind of funny.
I saw the outfits, bro. I saw the video. I saw the lies he told within this video and whatnot. But I'm just saying. You don't dress like that. I don't dress. Mwanja, do you wear skinny jeans?
Oh, hey, I'm too big for skinny jeans.
I feel like bro don't got no real friends because whoever let him put that outfit on was not his friend.
But that's his own fault. He probably had friends. They probably tried to tell him, you don't want to be about this life, but he wanted to be a bad bitch, and he put on them jeans and them slippers.
He definitely got dressed like, y'all finna kill him tonight. I know he said that.
We do definitely want to thank you guys for taking time out y'all Saturday to come on in because we had to do a last-minute change. Because I like the way y'all do it, tell us how the listeners can find y'all again.
Well, as always, it's Young Black and Teenated Podcast. Our website is ybopodcastmke.com. And lastly, tell them where they can find us.
You can find our podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, Stitcher, Spreaker. Mm-hmm. So I always say it wrong, Spreaker. And iHeartRadio. Also, we have a YouTube channel. Like Paul mentioned earlier, we got the clips going up. Want to tell them about Tuesday.
Tuesday's radio station, 8 o'clock. Listen to us live on River West Radio, Central Standard Time. You can also check us out on riverwestradio.com. That's www.riverwestradio.com. Mm-hmm. Radio.com. And then our episodes are also up on SoundCloud as well, too, as soon as we're done. So go check it out. Also, check out Wabio Karaoke coming very, 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 very soon. Check it out as well.
Yeah, something new. But as always, I'm Reese Bear. That's R-E-E-S-E-B-R-A. 4 Y's is Twitter, Tumblr, Snapchat, and Instagram. Lassie.
I'm Lassie at Lola Baby on Snapchat, B-A-Y-B-E-E, and on Instagram and Twitter, Ella Prim Lola.
And it's your boy, Mwanja. That's M-W-A-N-J-E. Follow me on all social media platforms. Thank y'all so much, man, for having us on. We always want to represent the city, and we see y'all doing y'all thing, man. We see y'all doing y'all thing.
Before we get out of here, I was perusing the Sweats and Suits podcast group, and it wasn't Steph that did it, but they put up 16 greatest hood movies, and it's kind of like a playoff bracket. And I would like to know, What would be your final? So, I'm going to read them to you, okay?
Okay, so let's do it like then this. Let's go down the line. No, let's do this. Go down the line and just ask each one and who I think would win. You keep going down. So, personally, I would have to choose Menace of Society for number one between Poetic Justice. I liked Poetic Justice. It was my boy, Pac. But at the end of the day, it was a love story.
Right. It was a ghetto love story, but it was a love story on the whole time.
It was a love story.
So then the fourth seed and the fourth seed is Friday up against the fifth seed, Belly.
That's a close one.
But I feel like say hood movie, I don't consider Friday. Like, Friday is not to me a hood movie.
No, Friday is definitely a hood movie. It's a hood movie because everything about it.
More than a hood movie.
But, okay, first of all, what's your definition of a hood movie?
Boys in the hood.
Some nigger shit. So to you, a hood movie is a nigger movie.
The Father was a nigger movie. What were you saying?
I'm just saying, like, when I say nigger movies, like, it's nigger shit. Shit that niggas would only relate to. Like, an average black person could laugh at Friday because we all have one neighbor that hell, even white people, there's that one neighbor who's just fine as hell that everybody wants to smash. Or there's that one person who's always begging for shit no matter where you are. So Friday has that universal, you know, even though it's a hood movie, it's a universal neighborhood comedy. You see what I'm saying? So I see that. Whereas in Belly, that's 100% pure nigga shit. Everything from the soundtrack down to the main characters, you know. So I'm going to have to choose Belly over Friday. I'm going Belly.
I'm putting this argument. So, okay, and then in the number three spot, we have Boys in the Hood. And the number six spot, we have Dead President.
See, now as much as I love Dead President, I'm going to have to choose Boys in the Hood only because if you've ever watched Dead Presidents, the first hour of the movie had all war shit. So anybody could watch that because it was just like niggas in Vietnam War and what we had to go through. It didn't become a movie that can be relatable until he came back and they had to do the bank heist because the streets were bad. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't get no work. So I don't feel like Dead President was more of a hood movie. I feel like it was a black version of Born on the 4th of July. I'm going to go with Boys in the Hood.
Okay. Now, to finish off the West Coast bracket, we have Shatta in the number two spot going up against Set It Off in the seventh spot. I personally pick Set It Off over Shatta only because I have never seen Shatta. So I feel like I can't.
You got to see. Okay. Next family night. If you like Belly, you'll like Shatta's because to me, Shatta's is the prequel for Belly. Even the dude who house they ran up in, who ended up getting killed by the Jamaican chick, he's in Shatta's. He's also literally playing the exact same role. So if you like Belly, you like Shatta's. It's just the Jamaican version of Belly, in my opinion.
Okay, I can see how that would be a good movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so
see,
we got to get to the second round. Who's in the second round?
All right. For hood purposes only, because you just proved my point, really only hood niggas ever seen, I got to go with Shatta over Set It Off.
Okay, so in your second round, you got Boys in the Hood going up against Shatta and Menace to Society going up against Belly. That's the second round for the West?
Yes. Ah, damn, that's a rough one. Boys in the Hood and Menace Society with Menace taking it to the finals.
So we got Menace in the finals. Let's go to the
Menace in the finals.
We're going to the East side. So we got Menace in the finals. By the way, I had Menace Society in my finals. Okay. So now the number one seed in the East Coast is Juice. And Training Day got the number eight seed. So Training Day versus Juice.
Okay. Gotta go. As much as Denzel got his whole shit off to the fact he got an Oscar, I gotta go with Juice because white people give out Oscars and you lose credibility when white people give you shit.
You know what I didn't get? Like, okay, that was understandable. Where's Blue Hill Avenue? Why is that not?
Not too many people know about it, because that's my first
really?
Time hearing about it. Yes.
You never
it's
seen
not,
Blue Hill Avenue?
I never seen Blue. You never seen Shatta.
Okay, I guess we unplugged it. It's a pretty good movie.
Right. I'm not saying it's not, but we just dropped the ball somewhere and missed some key movies in our history, I guess.
Okay, so you got Juice moving on. So the fourth seed is State Property, and the fifth seed is Above the Rim.
See, now this is a tough one.
State Property.
Why?
Why? Because I get State Property being a hood movie, and I get the concept of it, but I couldn't take it as seriously as I took Above the Rim. Like, Above the Rim was the shit. And not just because it was but it was good action.
You got to look at the budget, but you got to look at the budget State Property had to work with compared to the budget Above the Rim had to work with, and the directors. So, but I'm still choosing Above the Rim, too.
Well, damn, guys,
not because
more cash.
They didn't have as much cash as a big major studio had. And I think that's another element of a hood movie is it's made with a hood budget. Because technically anything Master P put out is considered a hood movie.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
So in the third seed is New Jack City going up against In Too Deep at the sixth spot.
New Jack hands down. Hands down. In Too Deep was okay. It was cool. Omar Epps had probably one of his best nigga roles since Juice.
He played a cop in In Too Deep, didn't he?
Yeah, he was an undercover cop. LL was like a big-time drug dealer, which I think that's probably why why they lost.
But you know what, though? Like, I give In Too Deep credit for making a list because it was the first time I really saw LL in a bad guy light. Like,
and I think that's what he was going for. Right, you just think of
Ladies
Love.
Loves the ladies. Right, Ladies Love.
Right.
And then kind of like the Denzel effect, like Denzel is inspirational and such a great father role. Even though he did play Malcolm X, but he got gangster in Training Day.
Got real gangster. That we forgot it was Denzel.
Got,
that's how he
got an Oscar.
And that's how he got an Oscar. Right. When you
okay,
forget,
so,
see, that's the thing I be trying to tell people. To get an Oscar, you got to make them not see you, but see the character. That's why as much as we wanted Leonardo DiCaprio to get an Oscar, and we know he did for many of the roles he did, it wasn't until The Revenant that we stopped seeing Leo and we seen who the hell he was playing. Just saying. But, yeah, I got to go with – I definitely got to go with New Jack City. That was the hood movie of hood movies. Like,
and that era,
everything
it was
about
like
that.
Early 90s, New Jack City was.
Had probably the second most quotables of a movie, period. Hands down.
To finish off the East Coast bracket, we got Paid in Full at the number two spot, which I definitely don't think it should have been number two. Juice should have been number two
in
New Jack City, and had the number one seed, but Paid in Full was probably a strong three candidate.
I give it number two only because it's based on a true story.
Okay, I can give you that. And Paid in Full against South Central at the seventh spot.
I want to give South Central the upset, but the whole reason why I just said Juice deserves to be number two is the reason why I'm picking them over one. It actually happened. It really happened. These niggas was living a real life hood dreams, dog. During the era when crack just came up, it was betrayal, it was love in there, it was a nigga trying to make his way out the ghetto. It was a lot, dog. It was all there. It had hip hop quotables
and Cam'ron and Wood Harris
and Cam'ron. Wood isn't everything. You know what? Wood plays a nigga
a drug
quite well
in almost every movie.
No, he didn't play in the new edition story.
That's like one role.
But
Wood
it's a key role.
Wood Harris is the epitome of typecasting over the last decade. You need a drug dealer, call Wood. You need a gangster, call Wood. Like, this nigga doesn't call.
But that's because he did such a good job in Paid in Full. If he sucked in Paid in Full, he would not get the role as a drug dealer. It is not his fault that he got out there and did his job.
All right, so who's in your second round? I think you had Juice over Training Day, and
Juice above the rim
over State Property.
Juice back and Paid in Full. Okay, all I got to say is the East might win it, dog, just overall, because the four movies that are left for me are kind of better to me than Menace Society. Kind of. But let's see here. Jubis is definitely over Above the Rim, which is fucked up that I had to choose between two Pac movies. Fuck you, who made this list. Could have put Pac. Damn, he would have been Pac on both sides regardless, because Poetic Justice was over there.
This bracket was influenced
heavily
by Pac.
Shit, New Jack.
That's a tough one.
Who'd you pick?
I'll pick New Jack.
Help me sway my vote. You pick New Jack? Why?
And I only pick New Jack City because that's what I grew up on. Paid in Full was a dope movie, and when you find out that it was based off a true story, it's even doper. But I grew up on Wesley. I grew up on Wesley. And that was some of Wesley's best work.
Okay, I'm going to go with New Jack City because my niggas Ice-T, Young Paid in South Central, the soundtrack, which born Christopher Williams, I'm Dreaming.
Oh, greatest song.
Living in the City with the Leverts and Troop, the Bye Bye Baby line, Radio Raheem's second goal next to Radio Raheem.
Shot that.
Yeah, took the nigga's face off. And Pookie. Just Pookie. You can't argue Chris Rock, Pookie.
And New Jack had an intricate backstory if you, like, really paid attention to the movie.
But that, too, to a certain extent, is somewhat based on a true story. See, Paid in Full was like the life and times of three drug dealing friends. But New Jack City was literally based on a true story of a drug dealing cartel in New York that did something similar to that. So, you know, the whole thing. And let's not forget, shout out to B. Jones for bringing this up. The old man popping Nino in the end was basically the city not trusting the cop and taking matters into their hands. Because when it was all said and done, Nino was going to be free. And he wasn't going to do nothing but go out there and do it. And then let's not forget the tagline, am I my brother's keeper? Like, how many times did you say that growing up? You know what I'm saying? Betrayal was real in that movie. So, yeah. On top of, and see, that's the crazy thing. Now we got a betrayal movie versus a betrayal movie. Because when you sit back and you look at Juice, dog, you can't be mad at Pac for 87% of the shit he did in that movie. You can't be mad at him. Like, he was tired of being poor. He was tired of getting picked on. He was tired of the life he lived in. He was tired of his stepdad's bullshit. And you gave him a gun. You gave him power. You gave him the ability to control his destiny from here on out. He shot his boy because he tried to take that power from him. And that wasn't even on purpose. It just happened. Okay. He shot the dude in the store because, let's be honest, if y'all got caught, he wasn't going to go to jail. So he shot dude. He shot Fat Kid because he felt like he was going to tell on him. Probably shot him too. Okay. So Pac killed everybody that he needed to kill because he needed to kill him. He didn't want the dime to be dropped on him because he didn't want to go to jail. Omar Epps, on the other hand.
You kill all your friends?
To Pac's defense, it just happened to be his friends who was going to drop these dimes on him, but his intentions was never to kill them. If they all would have just kept it true, kept it real, he probably wouldn't have shot them. But because Raheem wanted to take the gun from him, when he probably had plans to pop his stepdad, he got popped instead. So, yeah. I understand. The Juice soundtrack was the shit too, though, dog. Oh, that's a tough one, dog. Juice and New Jack. Come back to me, dog.
I would like to shout out an honorable mention that I think should have been on this bracket, and it wasn't. Shout out to Sunset Park. If you've never seen Sunset Park was pretty good. I like Sunset Park.
No, no.
So
let's do this. Let's do this. For next show we do, let's do sports movies. Let's do sports movies. Because to me, I don't know. I put that with Friday. That was more of a sports, like that's more like Gridiron Gang to me. Like it's a sports movie more than a hood movie. Thing for everybody
I
was playing back.
I might have to go rewatch Sunset Park, see how many times these niggas actually was on a basketball court.
To me, it was more of a sports movie because that's what brung everything together. Now, I would give an honorable mention that should have been. I was hoping to say Pootie Tang, but a movie that needs to be on this list, though, is 187. Where Samuel Jackson was a teacher at that ghetto school.
Okay. I remember
where
that.
He popped himself
in
the end playing Russian roulette with dude, and then dude got mad because the bullet that Sam took should have been his because he was being a pussy, so he ended up shooting himself anyway. Dumbass ending, but I get it. We need to do a Samuel Jackson one, too.
I just want to brag. Just want to get like the 16 best Sam Jackson movies.
16 best Sam L. Because that's a bracket within itself that needs
okay.
to work.
Okay, I see where you're going, Baron. That's going to be on the list for the next show. Any Given Sunday. That's a sports movie. So we'll put that
right.
on the list.
Right. Those are sports movies. Like,
yeah.
like
Any Given Sunday is dope though.
Yeah, Any Given Sundays. Shit, it's The Program. You know. Those kind of
can we put Coach Carter on this list?
If on the sports one,
yeah,
we'll put Coach Carter on the list. Yeah, we'll put it on there. Coach Carter will go on there because technically it would be Sunset Park. Like Coach Carter was like Sunset Park meets Dangerous Minds.
Holiday Hard. Like, hey, Baron, you tripping?
Okay, bro, you're going to get canceled before you get your first show.
Holiday Heart. Okay, it wasn't a bad movie. Ben Rhames playing the training was just terrible.
Look here, bro. Ben Rhames was comfortable getting butt-fucked in Pulp Fiction. But the thing about it is you are not, I repeat, you are not going to question that man about the roles he plays because he'll probably knock you out. Who do you think would win in the fight, dog? Michael Clark Duncan or Ven Rhames?
Well, Ven Rhames, technically, because he's still alive, but...
I'm just not going off technicality.
I don't know. That'd be an interesting fight.
That is
UFC
style.
Michael Clark.
UFC style.
Michael Clark would take it, I think. A little bit bigger MCD. Than me. A little bit bigger. His ground game may be official. I mean, Ving might have a stand-up game. Like, Ving might got them hands if he's standing up. But I feel like if Michael Clark could get a hold of you and, like, take you to the ground, you might lose. Might be over.
Man, that's an interesting one. Let's run that past Mimi and let's see what she says. She might agree with us. Yeah. All right, so after careful consideration and deep thought, I'm going to have to go with New Jack in the East. So now we have it. New Jack.
So you got,
who'd you have?
You got New. I had Above the Rim in Minister Society. I had a soft spot for
you. You had Above the Rim over Juice? Out the Tupac movies on the same side, you chose Above the Rim. He had a small role in Above the Rim, though.
Above the Rim was a good movie as a whole.
It was a good movie, dog, but New Jack was. It did
and
more.
Again,
more people,
Wood Harris.
More people
was
ate
in
off
Above
of New Jack.
The Rim. Above the Rim.
He was
Wood
terrible.
Harris was, he was a gangster. He was shooting people.
It was terrible. We need to do a Wood Harris movie one, too. I mean,
but
New Edition automatically makes it to the finals, but who else is going to be there?
I took, all in all, altogether, I took Minister Society because it is a cult classic. This is what I grew up on. And it's kind of relatable to me. Like, I mean, not saying
you
that.
Can relate to me.
I went, well, in a way I can.
I don't believe
because when you look at, like, when you look at Menace to Society and you look at Milwaukee, like, everybody's life is damn near like Kane. Because you can go to school and you can graduate, but you one foot, like, you are always on the fence. Like, you are either going to be a drug dealer and live the street life, or you're going to make something of your life. Now, he could have made something of his life, but due to the environment and the people that he hung around, he chose the street life. And ain't no love in these streets, and that's what the movie shows.
So you're saying he's a victim of his environment?
Pretty much. I mean, he made some very terrible choices along the way.
He could have got out. But he could have got out,
he could have got out.
Because, matter of fact, wasn't old girl moving?
When he chose to get out, it was already too late. You had already made these bad decisions. And karma was one step away from you, which is what happened. You disrespected old girl. Like, it's the small mistakes that you make that hinders the biggest weight on you at the end. Like, you didn't have to disrespect old girl. And, like, if you don't disrespect old girl, her cousin doesn't get involved. And by her cousin getting involved, then you fight. This is what happened. Then you beat up.
It is, but his cousin they only... But they only rolled back on him because they stumped him out.
No, Kane stumped him out.
But that didn't mean you had to come. No. No, they stumped him out. Old dog stumped him out.
Old dog kicked him twice.
That means you put boot to asses, therefore it counts.
But I'm saying, like, the Menace to Society is like growing up in Milwaukee. Watching that movie and seeing what happens in these streets now, it's like growing up in Milwaukee. Small stupid decisions people make hinders the biggest consequence. Like, I'm just saying, if you don't disrespect old girl when she calls you at 3 o'clock in the morning about you getting her pregnant, you don't have this situation with her cousin, which means there is no fight. Y'all don't stomp him out. He doesn't retaliate with a gun coming back and shooting up the block.
But that's everywhere, though. I'm not saying you're not wrong, but that's everywhere, though. Like, any one of those situations could have led down the path of a different situation. That also goes back to the environment, like you said. Your neighbor is beating on your wife, on his wife, and the guy across the street is beating on his girlfriend, and the guy next door to you is beating on your girlfriend. You're going to eventually develop the fact that maybe beating on your woman is the way you should do things to get her to be in line. So when you finally do get a girlfriend, you might subconsciously one day just, like, haul off and hit her because she's not listening to you. And next thing you know, the police is at your house and you're getting arrested. And you're like, why am I getting arrested? This is what everybody does. So it doesn't mean it's not like what you're doing is right. It's just that you see it. And that's the way his neighborhood was. You couldn't get a regular 9-to-5 job, go to work every day and come home, because at the end of the day, you didn't have any money. Meanwhile, your best friend is selling drugs at the back of the crib, and he made more money in one sale than you made your whole entire time. The whole system sucked, okay? So half them niggas had no knowledge to even be able to do anything with their life. So of course they ain't got no choice. And then it's in Compton. We all know how L.A. is portrayed and everything. I don't know if L.A. is really this violent. I don't think it's 100% as glorified as people make it be anymore. But, yeah, the little Compton area of the world, it's always supposed to be extra niggerish shit where cops do cruel, stupid things and take advantage of the situation. So he could have gotten out the situation. He didn't have to choose it, but life wasn't going to let him get out the situation. He couldn't go for a better life because something was going to happen regardless. If he moved with old girl, he wasn't the brightest kid in the tool shed. He couldn't have got a regular job. He wouldn't known how to get a regular job. He get to this new city, he going to see it as a new opportunity to rob everybody. Like, oh, these niggas don't know who I am, so I can rob these easier. This is a nigga who cared about Jordans, the clothes he wore, and the rims that were on his car. That nigga can't survive anywhere else. because that mentality is not going to have you surviving. Yo, you go over here and you move out to an area where you got rims on your car, and people going to look at you like, who is this flashy-ass fool? You got no purpose for doing over here. Cops going to get called on you all the time because you look like trouble. So, yeah, probably getting shot was the best thing that could have happened to him. Yeah, I said it.
Jesus Christ, Tom, what? Cousin, that was his only way out? Death?
His only way out, getting shot.
Because he'd have had the skills to survive anywhere else.
He did not have the skills to survive anywhere else.
Oh,
he was in the big jail.
Well,
so getting shot was
jail,
the best that happened to him.
Jail and alive is better than dead and in a casket, bro.
Have you ever been to jail, Juan? Are you sure that's
I've
the
never,
answer that you can... You truly
I've
give that,
been,
that answer.
I've never died either, so I cannot tell you what
I
better.
Don't.
But I'm almost sure. If I got to pick one or the other right now, I'm almost sure I'd take jail over death.
Okay, so you think that you could survive? You think you could survive in real butt pounding jail?
First of all, bro, I'm never gonna put myself in a position to go to jail.
I'm just saying, if you got stuck in a situation where it's either have a shootout with these police officers, which you don't even have to have a shootout anymore because you're a black man, you're a big black man at that, so you might just get shot because of who you are. Okay, that's the world we live in, unfortunately. But it's either have a shootout with these police officers or go to real butt-pounding jail with a cellmate as big as Michael Clark Duncan. Which one you going to go with?
Well, first of all, why am I in a shootout with the cops? What did I do?
You've been accused of assassinating the president.
Did I do it?
I'm not going to put that out there. Let's just say you've been accused of assassinating the president. And all the evidence points that you did it. No matter what you say or do, it points that you did it.
No, nah, brother, you gotta
white
take
people,
the L.
White people want blood.
Nah, they gotta shoot me then, bro, because I ain't getting out of jail if they accuse me of assassinating the president. Even though he should be shot and emasculated, whatever that word is. They should cut his dick off.
I'm paused. Probably don't have one, but that's not neither here nor there. This is not the conversation we're having today.
No, it's not, but I'm just saying, things happen. I need a shirt that just says shit happens.
We'll go ahead and close out tonight's show. Once again, I'd like to thank YBO for coming into the building. Make sure you check them out. They are on SoundCloud, Spreaker, Stitch. Basically, anywhere you can hear a podcast, you can hear them. We'll go ahead and close out tonight's show like the only way we know how.
Go to the end of
I belong to you.